Welcome back to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. It is me. This season 21. I'm so happy it's fall because that heat. Well, I hope you guys had a great summer. We're back. And this season, I'm focusing on American children and that education system and what needs to change and what needs to improve and what we're missing and what we don't need in order for these kids to excel and be where they need to be. Right? Right. And that is why you are here, because you feel the same way I do too. I hope you guys enjoy the season. My name is Chantal. I am the mom of the girls. And don't forget to check out shambipodden.com. All right, let's get into it. Standardized testing been a thing since I was in elementary school in Maryland and in Florida and in Georgia. I never thought standardized testing was a great way to assess their understanding and knowledge academically, right? And some kids are just not great test takers. It doesn't mean they don't know the material or they're not understanding the material, but it means that kids do not want to be pressured or do not work best under pressure when they know teachers in the school is making a big deal out of this test. It's like a state performance kink. Something to boast about, but are they really retaining the information? Will it help them in life? Memorization, multiple choice questions. For me, it was the start of anxiety. On top of those 5-minute math quizzes of 100 problems early in the morning, right when you get in class. Like, people have to learn that it's better to slow walk children early in the morning when they just get into a classroom, because their mind is already busy. They're already up at an hour that they're not comfortable with being up. Make it fun. Don't make it full of anxiety. Today, I want to talk about standardized testing over kids' understanding. This is Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls, and this is episode 5. Standardized testing is mainly about holding short-term thoughts, not academic skills that will stick. Project-based learning will be longer lasting in kids' memory. And it's great for them to learn how to work with other children. Critical thinking and problem solving are more important than test taking, in my opinion, because you have to do that all the way up into adulthood. Communicate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Education and comprehension goes hand in hand. And on top of these kids taking these standardized tests, if they're already struggling with reading, of course they're not going to do their best on the test because they have to read the question for the problem. So how standardized tests fail to measure a true academic understanding with every kid is starting off with the fact that every kid does not do great on testing. So that's not a great way to see if they know the information. And a lot of teachers are pushing for project-based learning over just testing all the time. How does your child express their creativity? Think about it. Most jobs today that pay decent involve people working in a department with other people. That's the common goal, to work together. So the focus should be kids working together, kids utilizing other kids' strengths and helping them where they are weak. So research-based projects and teamwork is more important than standardized testing. figuring out how to make a plan or a strategy or practicing practical everyday skills will be more beneficial for kids when it comes to their learning. I don't remember anything great coming from those Scantrons. Now with performance-based assessments, like doing steps in chemistry, experiments, demonstrating knowledge-based thoughts, that's important for kids because you'll learn how to use that as a tool later on. But adding elements in math form in chemistry class from a periodic table was pointless because when in life was I going to use that? It will be better for kids to focus on how they work with other people than what their test scores are. And every child's emotional and social and intellectual development is very important. That has nothing to do with test taking. So kids who feel safe and kids who feel curious about learning and confident about learning will learn a lot quicker, faster with other kids who feel the same way. When it comes to test prep, cool, test prep. But don't make kids feel like if they don't pass the test, then it's over, then they won't pass their grade. Don't make kids feel like they're not smart if they don't test well. Stop making kids feel scared to fail. How we measure performance isn't the best for all children. The limits of standardized testing hold up children's real growth. Kids are very complex. The goal is to make sure kids have the skills to succeed in the world that they will adult in, not did they pass the standardized test last year. So let's just do better when it comes to our kids academically so they can feel better in the classroom. And that's my top thoughts on that. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. You can find more about me on shanbupodden.com. Don't forget to follow the podcast on the CZYWMB podcast on IG and on Twitter. I will be back next week with another one. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on your social media and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shanbupodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shanbupodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.